bring yourself to Kedusha. And the pinnacle of Kedusha is not the Torah. Shlishis Yemei Hagbalah, 3 days of preparation. So I want to share with you a few, hopefully brief, messages, since I'm debating in my mind what's the vart that I should say as hachana for Kabbalah Satorah, as maybe a parting message, speaking to the whole yeshiva. I don't know if we'll have a chance to speak to the whole yeshiva in the next few days. Gemara says, famous Gemara in Pesachim, I don't remember the exact daf, but the Gemara discusses the question whether on Yom Tov in general, how are you supposed to celebrate Yom Tov? Should it be Chetzio Lachem, Chetzio Lashem, Kuloi Lashem? And the Gemara says, Kuloi Lachem, the Gemara says that Hakol Moedim Ba'atzeres, everyone agrees that when it comes to the holiday of Shavuos, to Matan Torah, Deba'inon, Lochem, everyone agrees that you have to celebrate the Yom Tov and enjoy it in a physical way. Cheesecake, maybe a good deli roll from Rebbetzin Fuchs or other delicacies that might be coming. Not sure if we can count on the kitchen downstairs for that. But everyone is excited. Shavuos, you have to enjoy. And Rashi says, what's the reason why? Says Rashi, this is almost the exact lashon, I didn't look it up. Laharoi shenoyach umerutze yoim kabbalah satorah. We have to show that we're happy that we received the Torah. We have to show that we're happy that we received the Torah. And the Gemara says a few lines later, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef said, when it comes to Shavuos, he's going to make the greatest steak from the finest calf, avidnali eglotilsa b'yoyma de'atzarta. Why? Ilav ha-yoyma? Because if not for this day, kama Yosef ika b'shuka. How many people are there with the name Yosef in the street? Many, many people are named Yosef, named Joe, Moshe, whatever your name is. There are many people like that, that have that name. But because of this day, the day of Matan Torah, I became Rav Yosef. Says Rashi, Shalamadati Torah, V'godalti v'nisraimamti. I was elevated. I became a different person. And as I was reflecting, looking around the room, looking at the boys in the yeshiva the last few weeks, you see it on their faces, every single person. Shegodalti v'nisraimamti. Torah, learning Torah, is not like learning other subjects, even though I'm sure that we can find many other subjects that are very intellectually stimulating. Learning Torah changes a person. You become a different person. Nisraimamti, shegodalti v'nisraimamti. I was elevated. I became a different person, an elevated human being. And this experience that a person has when he learns Torah, as again, as I said, looking around the room, you can see it on the faces of the Talmidim. You see it how they act. You see it in their sensitivity towards Yiddishkeit, in their sensitivity towards others, in their connection to Eretz Yisrael, in their connection to Klal Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, it's a great, great privilege for me and for all the other Rebbeim to be part of that spectacular, unbelievable process of elevation, becoming different, of becoming better Jews, Nisrei Mamti. Once heard this idea, the following idea, from a Rebbe of mine many, many years ago, and it made an impact on me that I still remember it till today. It's probably over 30 years ago. He asked the following famous, we all know the famous question Tosfos asks in Shabbos, Daf Peches Amud Aleph, that why was it necessary to hold the mountain over the heads of the Jewish people and force them to receive the Torah, Kaf Aleim Har Kegiges, if they said, Naaseh V'Nishma? They said, we want the Torah. We don't even know what it says, but we want it. We're ready to do it. We're committed. Why was it necessary to force them? So this Rebbe of mine, Moshe Lieber, wrote an art scroll book many years later, Hilchas Kibud Av Va'Em. He suggested the following idea. I don't know if he was saying it his own. Maybe he heard it from his Rebbe, Rav Freifeld, or Rav Huttner. I'm not sure. I don't remember anymore. But he asked a similar question in the Pasuk. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, he says, Lule Sayroscha Shashuai, Oz Avadati Ba'ani. If not for the Torah, which was my delight, my enjoyment, my greatest delight, I would be lost in depression. I would go nuts. I would go crazy. And David HaMelech also says in Tehillim, Yikarohim epninim, it's more precious than jewels, than gold and silver. If a person doesn't have gold and silver, is he lost? Is he completely no hope? Hopeless? He's going to go into a depression? If you don't have gold and silver or pearls, so you're missing a luxury. If you're missing a luxury, so you feel like your life is over? Your life is finished? What does it mean that David HaMelech says, Lulei Sayroscha Shashuai, Oz Avadati Bionyi? So he suggested the following answer. He said, if a person is a simple person and he's used to eating, you know, regular food, he went to yeshiva for a year, he had no choice, he had to make with yeshiva food, and he got used to eating yeshiva food somehow. Okay? So when he goes out to eat to a restaurant, I'm not so familiar with all the restaurants that are available in Yerushalayim, but he's very excited, he enjoys it, it's mamish, it's unbelievable, he's got now finally an enjoyable meal, it's gewaldic. Does he need that every day to eat? The average guy doesn't, the average person. But there are some individuals who maybe grew up with a little bit of a finer palate. They're accustomed to only eating very fine, special food. They're not accustomed to eat, you know, let's call it industrial kind of food. They put it in their stomach, that's it. They get sick right away. They'll throw up. It's not shayach. So for such a person, he can't live without eating steak dinner every night. He can't. That's how he grew up. It's not possible. He can't live without it. If he puts something else into his digestive system, it'll go all berserk. So pshat is, really, you can have something which is a luxury, to have a steak dinner every night, that's a luxury. But if you expose yourself to it, if you bring yourself up with it, then it becomes a necessity that you can't live without it. You can't live without it. If that's how you're accustomed to eating. If you're accustomed to eating steaks every night, then it's not possible for you to eat oily chicken. So you said that's the pshat when it comes to Torah. Torah is like the greatest luxury. It's sweeter than honey. It's the sweetest thing in the world. But you have to imbibe it. You have to absorb it and make it part of your daily diet to the point that now you can't live without it. If you don't have it, you'll go nuts. So that was the lesson of Kaf Aleim Har Kegiges. Kadosh Baruch Hu forced Klal Yisrael to receive the Torah in order to teach them that true, you're saying Naaseh V'Nishma, you want it. but you have to make Torah a part of your life to such an extent that you can't live without it. You have to learn Torah. You have to receive the Torah. Without it, we can't exist. Ari was just telling me, I asked him, what did you hear today from Rebbe Pervarsky? One of my favorite Gedolim, if I could say that. So he said, Rebbe said, without Torah you can't live. I assume he meant the Gemara, the famous Mashal, Rebbe Akiva, and the fish and the foxes, that why was Rebbe Akiva teaching Torah to the masses at the risk of death by the Romans? Just like a fish can't exist outside of water, a Jew can't live without Torah. I think that that's something that every one of us, to a certain degree, absorbed this year. That understanding that a Jew has to always be connected to learning Torah. And that learning Torah, that is the key to our life. That is the essence of our life. And there's nothing sweeter than a black Gemara. To quote from Nosson Zvi Finkel. Zatzal. We were just singing before, but this I'll close. V'chaye oylom nota b'seichenu. What does it mean, v'chaye oylom nota b'seichenu? So I always thought, v'chaye oylom nota b'seichenu means Hashem planted in us a way to attain eternity. V'chaye oylom, to obtain eternity, eternal life. If a person learns Torah, keeps the mitzvos, so he has a ticket to eternal life. V'chaye oylom nota b'zeichenu. But recently I saw in the Perush Ruach Chaim from Reb Chaim Volozhiner that he explains the following. V'chaye oylom nota b'zeichenu is that we have within us the power which sustains the world. What gives life to the world. When a person learns Torah, he sustains the world. Each of us has such an amazing koach that our Torah is mashpia on the whole world. So my bracha to all of us is that we should be zoche, to be mekabel the Torah, me'ava, we should have a good cheesecake or a good steak to show that we're really happy that we got the Torah. And that we should all take with us the message that Torah has to be an integral part of our life. Without it, we can't live. And when we learn Torah, we're impacting and sustaining the entire world.